Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal. Today, I'm so fine, and I also hope that all of you are also fine. I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead to give you and also accompany you with our news, information, music, and also entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. And listeners, I would like to begin our program with the news read by Nuke. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. President Joko Widodo pushes the modernization of the agriculture industry. ADB said household consumption strengthens the Indonesian economy 2019 and 2020. Now the news in details. President Joko Widodo pushed the modernization of the Indonesian agricultural industry to improve quality and meet national needs quickly and to be able to compete globally. This was stated by President Joko Widodo during a visit to the Association of Farmer Groups, Gapoktan, and the Rice Milling Association, Rice Perpadi, entrepreneurs in Sragen, Central Java, on Wednesday. Those he offered Perpadi link with the banks and the logistic agency in a bid to find a solution for the modernization of the agricultural industry after the general elections. According to President Joko Widodo, this modernization is important not only related to rice but also corn. With the modernization of the agricultural industry, in any weather conditions, the quality of agricultural products can be maintained. Asian Development Bank's latest reports, ADB stated that household consumption can be a factor in strengthening Indonesia's economy, which is projected to reach 5.2% and 5.3% respectively in 2019 and 2020. ADB Director for Indonesia, Winfried Wickland, said in a statement in Jakarta on Wednesday that supported by solid macroeconomic management and strong domestic demand, Indonesia's growth momentum is expected to continue in a healthy manner. Wickland added that to encourage more sustainable and inclusive economic growth, Indonesia must focus continuously on increasing competitiveness, developing human resources, and strengthening resilience. The process of casting votes for Indonesian citizens abroad can be done in several ways. In Hong Kong, the prospective voters are given the freedom to cast their votes directly by visiting polling stations on the voting day on April 14, 2019. Others choose to send the ballots that have been punched in the mail. One of the Indonesian migrant workers in Hong Kong, Enda from Kediri, East Java, said that she chose to cast her voting rights through mail. She claimed to have received ballots from the Consulate General of the Republic of Indonesia a few days ago and has sent back the ballots that has been punched. Because I don't have a holiday on Sunday, it is a coincidence that the voting for the poll is scheduled to be on Sunday. Because I can't take a Sunday holiday, it's the best for me to vote by post, even it's safer for me. Unlike Enda, another migrant worker, Asi, claimed that she has not registered to vote. Asi said that she would immediately come to the polling stations on the voting day later. I'm happy, God's willing. Later I'll ask permission from my employer to ask for time so that I can be present to vote on the election day. Various ways are carried out by Indonesian migrant workers to be able to cast their voting rights in the 2019 election this time. The election in Hong Kong will be held on Sunday, April 14, 2019. Meanwhile, the vote counting process will take place on April 17, 2019. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Minister of Defense Remi Zatriangkudu in Bandar Lampung on Wednesday warned that Indonesian Armed Forces 10E soldiers remain neutral in facing the upcoming April 17, 2019 election. But families over 27 years are required to choose if there is no requirement for democracy. Then the husband and wife may not also directly choose certain candidates. He also said that for husband and wives, it would be better to direct their families so as not to abstain in the 2019 election in Indonesia. Indonesia has made tremendous progress in the fight against hunger, reporting a decline in the number of children suffering from malnutrition in the country. Deputy Minister for Maritime Affairs and Natural Resources of National Planning Agency, National Coordinator of SDG Implementation, Arifin Rudianto, has said in Jakarta recently that sustainable and productive agriculture will be Indonesia's real challenges in the near future. He also stated that in Indonesia, the food production system mainly relies on smallholders, and increasing the productivity of farmers is one of Indonesia's critical policies. The recent statistics showed positive trends in food security and malnutrition, with Indonesia reporting progress in the fourth year of implementation of the Sustainable Development Goals (SDGs). However, it cautioned that stunting from several malnutrition still remain high in Indonesia, with one in three stunted children present in the country. Utopian print and electronic journalists would like to exchange experiences and hold intensive cooperation with journalists and media in Indonesia. Indonesian Ambassador to Addis Ababa, Al-Bushra Basnur, when he received a number of Utopian journalists on Wednesday, said that Utopian journalists consider Indonesia as a more advanced country in the field of news and management of media businesses. By exchanging experiences and cooperation, it is hoped that the bilateral relation between the two countries will remain stronger and have an impact on other cooperation. Secretary of Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Susi Wiono said that at present, the government is implementing special economic zones in Batam. To be able to attract business interests, the regional government will offer many incentives. As quoted by Republica on Wednesday, Susi Wiono explained that some fiscal incentives offered by the government are exemption from import duties, excise, and import taxes. In addition, there are fiscal facilities that have been provided by the government, such as tax holidays, tax allowances, and facilities for licensing facilities. He added that with the facilities, many businesses are expected to utilize the special economic zones. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. For today's topic is enhancing reading interest through the National Literacy Movement. World Children's Book Day is commemorated every April 2nd. This commemoration is aimed at fostering the habit of reading and cultivating interest in reading. In regard to the reading interest, several studies show that the reading interest in Indonesian people is quite low. However, research conducted by Global English Editing in 2018 about the country that spends time reading, the result is quite disappointing. The study shows that Indonesia ranks 16th, better than Argentina, Germany, and Canada. The country with the highest reading interest is India, with a time spent reading above 10 hours per week. Meanwhile, Indonesia is above 6 hours per week. However, this is not the final achievement. There must be ongoing efforts to maintain and even enhance reading interest. This enhancement in reading interest is, of course, inseparable from the role of the government, the private sector, and the community. Minister of Education and Culture of Republic of Indonesia, for example, continues to optimize the culture of literacy. Since 2016, the Minister of Education and Culture has intensified the National Literacy Movement GLAND. In terms of budget, no less than 10 trillion rupiah is allocated for the development of book literacy. Law number 3, 2017 concerning the bookkeeping season states that educational books in Indonesia must be of high quality, affordable, and evenly distributed. Thus, in an effort to support the National Literacy Movement, the Minister of Education and Culture and the Indonesian Publisher Association, IKAPI, signed Memorandum of Understanding on Tuesday in a bid to improve the function and role of books in education and culture in Indonesia. The National Literacy Movement is an effort to strengthen the synergy between the main units of agents of literacy movement by gathering all potential and expanding public involvement in developing and cultivating literacy in Indonesia. This movement is carried out thoroughly and simultaneously from the family sphere to school and communities in all regions in Indonesia. Improving national literacy needs to be framed in an integrated national movement. The literacy movement is the responsibility of not only the government but also all stakeholders, including the business world, universities, social organizations, literacy activists, parents, and society. Therefore, public involvement in every literacy activity is very important to ensure the positive impact of the movement to increase national competitiveness. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is RI, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back to Today in History. Our regular program, Today in History, starts from an event on April 4, 1968, assassination of Martin Luther King. Opponent of racism in the United States of America, black skin priest from Baptist Church in Montgomery, Alabama, Martin Luther King was killed in the age of 39 years by James Earl Ray in Memphis, Tennessee. Martin Luther King was involved in civil rights movement in 1954 up to 1968. He was well known because he claimed civil rights by non-violence way and civil disobedience. King was remembered because of his speech, "I Have a Dream." He described someday this nation would awake and ensure the truth without requirement that all human beings are created equivalent, whites and blacks united. Martin Luther King received Peace Nobel in 1964. The next event was in 1975. Microsoft was established by Bill Gates and Paul Allen. William H. Gates and Paul Allen on April 4, 1975, established Microsoft Corporation in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Activity of Microsoft is to develop technological hardware and software by developing operational system for computer. Microsoft Corporation is a multinational company of the United States of America and has head office in Redmond, Washington, which develops, creates, and provides license and support various kinds of products and services related to computer. According to its income, Microsoft is the biggest software maker in the world. The last event is that, in 1979, Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, former Prime Minister of Pakistan, was executed. After being coup d'état in the period of his government, Zulfikar Ali Bhutto's position became erratic in Pakistan. A series of accusations were addressed to Ali Bhutto, beginning from corruption until other political intrigues by military regime, which was led by Zia-ul-Haq. The peak of the event was that execution on pressure of leader of coup d'état, General Zia-ul-Haq, who finally became president of Pakistan. That was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Stop bicara cinta jika hanya garitkan luka. Stop bicara rindu jika hadirmu tak terasa. Perlukah ku menjauh, biarkan kau sendiri. Sampai kau cari aku, aku baiknya semua. Kembali kita pikirkan, lanjutkah, hentikah kita. Karena ku ingin bertahan ada cinta masih tersisa untukmu, tapi tolonglah beri aku alasan yang tepat untuk tak meninggalkanmu. Aku letih berjuang sendiri. Stop. Janji aku bukan prioritasmu. Stop bicara tentang masa depan kita tak jelas. Perlukah ku menjauh, biarkan kau sendiri. Sampai kau cari aku, aku baiknya semua. Kembali kita pikirkan, lanjutkah, hentikah kita. Aku bertahan karena ku ingin bertahan. Ada cinta masih tersisa untukmu, tapi tolonglah beri aku alasan yang tepat untuk tak meninggalkanmu. Aku letih berjuang sendiri. Jika hanya garitkan luka.
Listeners, that was song from Ryan Pono with title Stop Bicara. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, I would like to give you our next segment, what we call My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia titled The United Nations Adopts Resolution of Indonesian Coral Reef Management. The United Nations UN adopted a draft resolution on sustainable coral reef management proposed by Indonesia at the 4th UN General Assembly, UNEA, in Nairobi, Kenya last weekend. The draft resolution was drafted by Indonesia with Monaco and supported by Mexico, the Philippines, and South Korea. The UN General Assembly, UNEA, is the world's highest decision-making body on environment. The session produced a number of resolutions and calls for global action to address the environmental problems faced by the world nowadays. The Indonesian delegation was represented by ministers, expert staff of Society and Interinstitutional Relations Division, Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries, Suseno Sukoyono. He stated that the resolution became the first resolution from the total of 23 resolutions adopted in the session. In its official statement on Monday, April 1, Suseno Sukoyono said one of the paragraphs from the resolution invited the world to deal with the trade in live reef fish for consumption because the consumption of live reef fish trade is rampant in Asia-Pacific countries. Suseno added, this resolution also encouraged member countries to participate in the Global Coral Reef Monitoring Network to prepare a report on the status of global coral reefs in 2020. The resolution is important for the world, since harmonization and coordination between countries is needed to implement policies related to conservation and coral reef management, both at international, regional, and local levels. To follow up the adopted resolution, Indonesia, together with other supporting countries and the World Environment Agency Secretariat, have compiled a framework and timeline for the implementation of related actions. Meanwhile, Director General of Marine Space Management, Brahmantia Satyamurti Purwadi, stated that the existence of coral reefs for marine ecosystems is only less than 1% of the world's total marine area. The existence of coral reefs is very important for the marine ecosystem because it serves as a home for a quarter of all marine species in the world. Nevertheless, in the past few decades, the world has lost around 50% of the coral reef due to climate change and human behavior. Coral reefs also provide the potential for environmental services worth $11.9 trillion, or 16.9 million trillion rupiah per year, for a population of 500 million in the world. That was today's My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Selalu menang. pencinta.
You have just listened music from Agatha Suci with title Saat Cinta Hampa. Yeah, Saat Cinta Hampa. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. If you want to know more about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom, and now I would like to give you this Indonesian wonder.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today I will invite you to the Caldera Toba Nomadic Escape, one of tourist destinations in North Sumatra. On April 4, 2019, a world-class tourist destination was launched in the Lake Toba area, North Sumatra. It is called the Caldera Toba Nomadic Escape. Head of Tourism Ministry's Nomadic Acceleration Team, Wisely Darwin, said that the object is a nomadic tourism developed by Lake Toba's authority implementing agency. The Caldera Toba Nomadic Escape is located in the Lake Toba Tourism Authority Zone, Ajibata Sub-District, Toba Samosir Regency. The Caldera tourist attraction offers exotic scenery charm. If you come to the place, you can see the beauty of Siga Piton Tourism Village at the lower valley of the caldera. Moreover, the beauty of nature flanked by hills on the right and left sides, as well as views of Lake Toba and Samosir Island from the distance. As the world-class tourist attraction, the caldera has a variety of attractive facilities, including 250-person capacity of amphitheater caldera, caldera plaza, caldera stage, and caldera hill. There are also amenities in the form of 15 tent belts, 2 cabins, 2 bubble tents, 1 eco-pod, and a parking area for camper van. The caldera tourism object can also accommodate 50 tourists who are interested to stay at the available glamping facilities. The main segment of tourists who visiting the object are nomads, millennials, and families. For those who interested to visit this tourist attraction, you can reach it for 20 minutes by vehicles from Prapat City. If you go through Silangit Airport, it takes about 2 hours to reach the caldera site. The Caldera Toba Nomadic Escape is built on a land of approximately 1.5 hectares. The construction of Toba Nomadic Escape in the authority zone has been carried out since February 2019. At the launch of the caldera on April 4, there was also held a Toba Coffee Show. This coffee festival becomes one way to introduce coffee from Lake Toba to the wide community. Besides that, the agency also hosts a Toba gastronomy show and fine dining of a 5-star hotel style, while enjoying the beautiful views of the Siga Piton Valley and Lake Toba. Listener, That was Indonesian Wonderful Today with the topic, The Caldera Toba Nomadic Escape. See you next time. Bye for now.
Voice of Indonesia.
Masa di mana kita bersama, ku buka lembar demi lembar buku ingatan kita dulu. Ku berbisik dalam benak ini. Kau yang terindah dalam hidupku, namun masa itu telah berlalu. Tak terasa tetesan air mata mengalir basahi pipiku. Surat ini ku berharap ku sentuh dirimu. Kau yang terindah dalam hidupku, namun masa itu telah berlalu.
Listeners, you have just listened music from Brian Prastiyadi with title Cahaya di Penjuru Hati. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Now I would like to give you another information about interesting tourism that happens in Indonesia.
Listeners, welcome back to Miscellany. Today we would like to present you information about Batam Trail Run. Stay tuned. Deputy Minister of Tourism, Marketing Development 1 at the Ministry of Tourism, Rizky Handayani, said that one of the strategies in developing tourism is by holding tourism events. One of the examples is Batam Trail Run 5K to be held soon. According to Rizky, the event is an opportunity to showcase the tourism potentials of Batam. Batam Trail Run 5K is organized by Batam Tourism and Culture Office in collaboration with Tebing Langit Tourism Objects as the commitment to advancing the natural tourism of Batam. The committee targets 1,500 people to participate in the event, of which 300 of them are foreign tourists. Batam Trail Run 5K will take place at Tebing Langit, a tourism object located at Insinyur Sutami Patam Lestari Street, Sekupang, Batam, Riau Islands, on April the 7th. It is expected that the participants to join in the event will not only be able to improve their health through the exercise, but also enjoy the beauty of Batam City, which is surrounded by wonderful mountains and hills. The participants of Batam Trail Run 5K comprise communities, public and foreign tourists in collaboration with travel agents and tourism organizations. The participants of Batam Trail Run 5K are divided into two categories, namely teenagers with a diet under 16 and adults above 17. As the appreciation for participants, the committee has prepared a total prize of 77 million rupiah. To an event, several supporting activities are also going to be held, such as photography competition, coloring competition, bird whistling competition, culinary and local entrepreneurs products exhibition. Listeners, that was Miscellany about Batam Trail Run 5K. See you on our next edition.
Tak sama lu bicara lantang. kitalah yang tersisa.
Jangan dilawan, lo lemesin aja. Sis, kalau jatuh cinta, bebas-bebas aja. Jangan dilawan, lo lemesin aja. Sis, kalau jatuh cinta, bebas-bebas aja.
You and I cannot deny the vibes too strong to you that I belong. We shouldn't run, yes, we gotta become one. You're my soul, my home, my home.
Kata yang tertahan telah tersampaikan. Dari tatapanmu banyak yang bisa kau ceritakan. Kamu telah ku nanti dari lubuk hati. Aku takkan pergi sampai mati tetap di sini.
Lalu lama menunggu, mestinya saat ini pun kau tahu hatiku. Berhentilah bertanya, biar cinta bicara.
Jangan dilawan, lo lemesin aja. Sis, kalau jatuh cinta, bebas-bebas aja. Jangan dilawan, lo lemesin aja. Sis, kalau
of Indonesia.
Listeners, you have just listened music from Solijah featuring Nida with title Bebas Bebas Aja. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And now next segment, I would like to give you about Indonesian traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of Voice of Indonesia, it is nice to meet you again in Music Corner. Today's edition, I will present you to a song Di Sini Aku Menanti by Iis Sugiyarti. Iis Sugiyarti is a singer who is quite popular among the music lovers in Indonesia. She began her debut career as a singer since releasing the album Di Sini Aku Menanti. The leading song in the album released in 1985 is the same title, Di Sini Aku Menanti. This song tells the story of two people who love each other, but the lover is far away in order to reach their dreams. Only a letter that is able to treat the couple lover. Well, listener, we present you the song Di Sini Aku Menanti by Iis Sugiyarti. Happy listening!
Dalam kata-kata
Voice of Indonesia.
Melody, melody, memory.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, now it is at the end of our program for today. Thank you very much for your kind attention and time to listen to our program. And don't go anywhere, because after this, we have also another interesting program. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Don't forget to like and comment at our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, and Twitter @voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.